The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. Our next guest says it's up to parents to teach the next generation how to be good citizens of the United States. I'm joined by Lindsay Cormack, Associate Professor of Political Science and Director of the Diplomacy Lab at Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey. She's author of How to Raise a Citizen and Why It's Up to You to Do It, and will be part of a virtual discussion through the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University this week. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
First off, what do you see in our younger generations when it comes to their basic civic knowledge?
Something that's a little bit disheartening is from 1998 until today, we have about the exact same test scores on our eighth grade check-in on how much kids know about civics. And those show us only 23% of our young people have what we would consider a proficient understanding of civics.
You say our schools can really no longer be the site of that civic education like they used to be. What do you mean by that?
I mean, there's a lot of constraints about getting this sort of work done in our schools. Compared to every other subject, we give civics the least amount of classroom instruction time. And we know that it's hard to understand our politics and government, so we need more time, but it's really hard to find that in the curriculum that we have through most of the United States.
I've wondered for myself what kind of messages that I have maybe unintentionally sent my own children about politics. You know, talk about that role as parents and how sometimes our conversations with spouses or friends may be overheard by our kids and give them a skewed view of the democratic process.
Yeah, so we know that our kids are sponges. We know that they're learning all the time. They're listening to us, even if they're not engaging with us. And I think something that we see is a lot of our kids get this overwhelmingly negative narrative about what politics and government is. And that's not just in our conversations. That's even in like kids' literature and media. We'll have like a mayor character who might be doing harm to a city or just like a mumbling doofus at best. And so when we think about, you know, what we're talking about in front of them, I encourage parents to try to find some bright spots. Make sure you show them what it is to seek information and understand that not everyone's going to agree with you, and that's okay, instead of thinking like, oh, if they don't agree with me, they must be an idiot or evil. No, we all are on different journeys and figuring this out as best we can, and our kids would be better to see us do that instead of constantly complaining about politics.
What if I'm a parent listening and I honestly feel that I don't know enough about politics or government to help guide my child?
I hear that all the time, and it's something that I think is an inhibiting thought that we probably should get rid of, because if you know enough to be eligible to participate, to vote, then you know enough to learn more. Our parents are competent in the United States. We have to manage school systems, and we have to manage medical systems. We can figure this out, and a lot of us were let down by the systems that taught us civics in schools. So this is not a book or a project about finger-wagging at parents. It's saying like, hey, guys, we're the adults in the room now. We have to change our orientation to this, so we might have to go learn a little bit more.
When it comes to learning, what are some great sources for parents? Because I think right now we're living in an age where people are afraid sometimes of the information that we might find on the internet, that it might not be accurate.
Yeah, I get that, and I hear that a lot, too. Well, the first thing I'll say is, in the book that I wrote that came out in August, it's called How to Raise a Citizen and Why It's Up to You to Do It. The second half of it is essentially a primer for parents to say like, okay, here are the basics that maybe you don't remember, and here's where you can go seek more information. I also have a website that's called howtoraiseacitizen.com, and it has a resources tab that has a whole bunch of different online resources depending on what people are looking for. So if they're like, I want to learn more about Congress, or I want to learn more about the executive, or I want to have something to share with my kids, there's so much information out on the internet. There's like no excuse for us not being able to figure it out. Part of it's just prioritizing it.
Is part of the challenge, though, right now that we are also living in times where we're seeing things? I mean, we've heard the word unprecedented used so much in the past 8 years. Is that part of the challenge for parents?
I mean, I think some of the things that feel difficult is we're butting up against norms. We're like sort of pushing up against what's always happened. That's kind of exciting in some ways, kind of daunting. And yes, it contributes to our sense of like, we don't really know what's happening here. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't learn more. In fact, it's probably the best reason to lean in and figure out as much as we can.
So there is some value then maybe in the recent turmoil that we've had in the United States?
I think there certainly is an educational value in it. I'll tell you, as someone who taught in the classroom during the Obama administration, the Trump administration, the Biden administration, and when we have things that look tricky or when we have things that feel unprecedented, students come in more engaged. They come in saying like, oh, is this really possible? So yeah, there is a benefit. There is an upside to this sort of turmoil.
Where would you recommend parents start? I mean, obviously, we're not going to have our own curriculum in the home. How do we incorporate this in normal interaction?
Yeah, I think the first thing is we do need to recognize that they're not getting it in schools. And so if we want our kids to be as powerful as possible, as mentally healthy and resilient as possible, then we have to take on this thing. So just committing to saying like, you know what, I will work to talk about civics sometimes. I will work to point out things. Because we all have stuff in our life that government has a hand in. If you have nice paved roads, if you have clean water, if you have good schools or parks, government has a hand in that. And letting kids know that this is collective decision making. We have our tax dollars at work here. That's a good thing that parents can do. You can also introduce them to local and state politicians who want to meet your kids, who want to meet you. That way you humanize government instead of them thinking it's these actors off in D.C. and I never know who they are. No, most of our politicians are your friends and neighbors doing stuff really close to home.
Are there any other points that you hope to drive home for the folks that you'll be talking with in the Zoom conference tomorrow?
I think one of the key things for me is that most of the people I talk to don't think our politics feels that good or functions that well. And none of that's going to change unless we decide to change our orientation to it. If I could wave a magic wand, I'd say, let's do it in the schools, K through 12. Kids really understand what's happening. But knowing that that's not the world we live in, I'm hopeful that parents will take this on and say, you know what? I want to leave a better politics for my kids. So let me try to show, demonstrate, and information seek in a way where they can get to that endpoint.
Well, if you want to hear more from Lindsay, you can take part in that Zoom discussion tomorrow. It's at 1 p.m. December 3rd. Registration is required. Go to the paulsimoninstitute.siu.edu to find more on that event information and registration. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well. That is Lindsay Cormack. She's Associate Professor of Political Science and Director of the Diplomacy Lab at Stevens Institute of Technology. Her book, How to Raise a Citizen and Why It's Up to You to Do It. Well,